to make it about a journey of this, like if someone's climbing a mountain and the crazy things that they would run into if they, you know, were hiking up this mountain and cutting through the woods and things that they would experience while doing it, like, you know, like frostbite or exhaustion and the perseverance to climb this mountain and, I don't know, going a little crazy and hallucinating because you're frostbitten and you're halfway up this mountain and kind of losing your mind. And you know, the new Warner Brothers signing, that were, to me, that's kind of like, that's where I got my inspiration. It's kind of like Warner Brothers is this giant mountain now that we have to climb to the top and stick our Mastodon flag at the top. Mm-hmm. And just kind of, you know, I guess it was just, you know, writing the record and delivering the record and just making, you know, hoping that they would, you know, like it the way it is, because that's the way we've always done in the past with, like, Relapse or whoever, you know, it's, we write the record, leave it up to us, and then we give you the record that we like, and then hopefully they like it too, and they love it, so it's kind of like a new voyage with a new label, you know, as well, is this mountain, you know, and yeah, so it just gave us a good groundwork for coming up with, you know, mythological creatures and things that could happen to you on this mountain, you know, just gave us lyrical content and visual art, you know, direction. Yeah, I mean, there's some Pink Floyd-ish stuff going on in there, there's some King Crimson-esque stuff, there's some straightforward, like, rock, there's, you know, a little experimentation, vocal-wise, there's a lot of new stuff in there that we're doing, you know, that we're just trying out to kind of branch out a little bit and musically mature as a band, I guess. Like, I started using some more effects, like on guitar, using some crazy delay and phasers to kind of give it that, you know, kind of like Pink Floyd-ish ambiance to the songs. There's some nice clean vocals on a bunch of songs. There's a lot more lyrics, a lot more vocals on this record as well. The songs are a little more in-depth, a lot more parts. And honestly, this stuff's really hard for us to play, so that's another reason why we're not playing as much new stuff. You know, we really have got to get back into our rehearsal mode and
really
learn everything. I mean, we spent 2 months recording it, which we've never spent that much time before on a record, so it was, we had the time to experiment and make sure everything was perfect, and a lot of the songs we actually got to do pre-production, which we never had done before, where we were back in Atlanta, demoed all the stuff, sat on it for a week, listened to it, chopped it up a little bit, changed a bunch of stuff, then went to Seattle and re-recorded stuff as demos just to see what, if we liked them that way.
Mm-hmm.
And then we chopped it up some more and took some parts of some songs and put them on other parts of other songs just to kind of make sure, you know, trying to fit every little piece of the puzzle in to where it sounded, each song sounded the best. And then we actually recorded everything, and then we still, like, chopped some parts out and put some parts here and there. So it went through lots of metamorphosis, for sure.